sheep, fairies, golf. Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, you're welcome to join this conversation. Terry said, I saw a CBS mock draft where they had the Dolphins trading up from 5 to grab 2. I love Tua, but a top 5 pick's too valuable to gamble on an unsure thing. Blowing the top pick's an easy way to set a franchise back for years. That's from a Bears fan. That signed a Bears fan. That's
well, the Dolphins have already been back a few years, so, I mean, it can't get much worse.
That's true. All right, John.
Note to self, never picking Tua in the top 5 again on a mock draft on this show. You won't hear that from 6 to 9 a.m., I'll tell you that much ever again.
Yeah, I'm against it as of now based on what I believe to be true. Now, if the status quo changes and somebody can prove with a reasonable degree of certainty that Tua is going to be fine and he's going to regain full mobility and all that, great. But other than that, John, I have a 6'1.5 quarterback who specializes in slant passes, who has an array of wide receivers that NFL teams would love to have, and who has suffered like every lower body injury you can have already, and has been patched together with bolts and screws.
We can build them. Right, we have the technology.
Right, and now I have this hip injury that I've heard leading experts say could take 2 years. And yet, you know, we're going to move up and draft that guy over the 6'6 healthy guy with the howitzer arm and the near genius IQ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's not what I would do. It's what I think these teams will
maybe.
Do.
Maybe. Yeah, look, again, that's how it looks thus far. That's how it looks thus far. All right. And again, that's conventional wisdom. We can't question that. We can't question that. All right, John, you are on the board with your New York Jets.
My New York Jets.
New York Jets and Craig's New York
Jets. Me and Craig just hanging out together. Yeah, that's happening. I think for the first time in the last few years, they're not going to go defensive tackle here. I think they finally realize that we've got a young quarterback. He needs weapons. For me, the decision here is between CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy, with maybe Ruggs in there as well because of his speed. But in my opinion, the best wide receiver, I think this is too high for T. Higgins. I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb.
Okay. You know, certainly they need help in that area. I mean, there's no question about it. Just out of curiosity, did you consider offensive tackle here?
I did, but I think you can only get by with what Robbie Anderson is your one for so long, and with no other options in that receiving core.
But the one thing I would say to that, John, is, and I can see that, but this is a really deep wide receiver draft, and you could maybe get a starting tackle here and still come back and address your wide receiver situation because the depth of talent. See, I'm not really convinced that there's all that much difference between these round one receivers and guys who are going to come off in round three.
It may not be. Yeah.
But the one guy I'd consider here other than, and look, I think that's a fine decision because I think receiver is certainly a need, but the one guy I would consider here is Tristan Wirfs. And the reason is because,
I thought about it. I spent majority of that break thinking about Wirfs there.
Yeah, because he's a mauler.
Yeah.
And And the Jets have a immediate need at right tackle, which is where he's been playing. So you could just plug him in from right. day one at right tackle. You don't have to worry about
the
that.
Money you have tied up in Le'Veon Bell.
Right. And then eventually he may move over. But from day one, he can play right tackle. I think either would have been five picks. All right, you went with CeeDee Lamb. So a little bit of a switch here in that CeeDee Lamb is the first receiver off the board. I'm not sure that that's how it'll play out in real life. My one question with Lamb is, and look, what I would say about drafting receivers is, and this is a real positive for Lamb, in the NFL, receivers have to play through contact. And if you can't play through contact, you're going to have a really long adjustment period. And Lamb's a guy who can play through contact.
I mean, Texas is still trying to tackle
him. Yeah, and he's a catch point guy. Now, I think the one question I have about him is how's he going to run?
Yeah.
And I think that's what remains to be seen here. And I think some teams are going to be really infatuated with Ruggs because of his speed. Because we're a copycat world, and the whole world just saw the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we go CeeDee Lamb here at number 11 to the New York Jets, which puts the Las Vegas Raiders on the clock at 12. It's hard to get used to saying the Las Vegas Raiders.
I still haven't figured out LA Chargers.
You know, I can't either. I'm you know what I've done to rectify that? I just say Chargers.
Just drop the city.
I dropped it.
Well, nobody knows where they play anyway. Right.
I just dropped it completely, so I don't make that error anymore, and I just say Chargers. The Raiders need help in several places. The Raiders, we'll find out what their quarterback situation is. They need linebacker help. They've needed linebacker help forever. This is high for anybody not named Isaiah Simmons. They need cornerback help. I also think it's high for anybody not named Jeffrey Okuda. And that leads me to wide receiver, which they still need. And I'll take the other guy here. I'll take Jerry Jeudy here at number 12. I think those two guys, look, I would say Judy's strength is as a route runner. I think he's probably the most polished route runner at the top of the draft amongst the receivers. It's a little strange that the Raiders dumped Amari Cooper and now they would draft Jerry Jeudy out of the same school. But, you know, they still need help in the area. So with Jeudy on the board at 12, I think a bit of a steal here, the way this board plays out. So at 12, they go Jeudy.
Next, the Colts at 13. To me, their biggest question in this offseason is the quarterback. You know, is it going to be a veteran? Or are they going to try to address someone in the draft? I think they're going to go with a veteran personally. So with that in mind, I have the Colts at 13 taking Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina.
Yeah, I think it's a really good pick. If Kinlaw is still there at this point, I think he would be a steal. So, I can't see him going any further than, say, Tampa at 14. I think that's about as far as he could drop in the draft.
If he's there, unless one of those quarterbacks, you know, those top three quarterbacks is there, I think Kinlaw is a lock to not get past Indianapolis.
Yeah, I like that pick. I like the Javon Kinlaw pick. I think it's if Javon Kinlaw is there, I think Indy would love that. And, you know, and something we've seen from the staff, Ballard and company, is they like big athletic linemen on both sides of the ball. So I think Kinlaw would fit their approach perfectly in that regard. That brings us to Tampa Bay at number 14. When I look at the Bucs, I think you're talking about quarterback, offensive tackle, interior defensive line, and the last interior defensive line just left town. I think what I do here is, since he's still on the board at this point, I think Tampa goes Tristan Wirfs here at 14, and another of the elite offensive tackles comes off the board. And I'm expecting six, maybe seven offensive tackles to go off the board in round one, depending on specific schemes and team needs. So Wirfs is gone, and Becton is gone, and Thomas is gone, and Wills is gone. So the offensive tackle spot thinning out quickly here, with four of them gone in the first 14 picks.
Appreciate that, because I have Wirfs going here next to the Broncos at 15, so now I've got to change it up here. I think when you look at the Broncos, I think they're going to settle in on Locke for at least a couple of years. You've kind of depleted the tackles. I don't know if I trust a corner here. Obviously, Akuda's been gone for a while. And I think they have a decision to make between Henry Ruggs or T. Higgins. I'm going to go T. Higgins.
I think you were right on the right path, John. I think the pick is Ruggs all day long.
You think it's Ruggs?
I do. I think it's Ruggs all day long. I think Denver plays in Kansas City's division. Denver has openly discussed the need for speed and that they don't have it. And, you know, they do have some pieces now. They have Sutton. They have Courtland Sutton, the big wide receiver. So they already have that Higgins piece. You know what I'm saying?
I did forget about Courtland Sutton on that team.
And he's already showing out. But what they don't have is that guy to take the top off, and they have been very public about their desire for increased speed. I think there's going to be a fight for Ruggs in the middle of this draft. I think the Eagles want Ruggs. I think the Broncos want Ruggs. I think you're right in that area. You can go Higgins, though. You can go Higgins.
Yeah.
All right.
Go T. Higgins.
Okay, he's going T. Higgins.
I think then, yeah, there's some, and now there aren't any receivers with the speed of Ruggs in this draft, but I think if you put him pairing with Courtland Sutton, you get you somebody who can play in the slot. Maybe I think that's just a dynamic duo out there on the outsides.
I'm starting to have the feeling that Higgins might be more the top of round two in terms of how this plays out, but we'll see. It's just based on, you know, individual teams and how they see it. But I do think that in a copycat world, I think Ruggs has suddenly become very appealing to teams, because I think what we're talking about, John, is he's going to go to the combine. He's going to run 4.30 or better. And when he runs 4.3 or better, I think, you know, as a 6-foot receiver, his demand suddenly goes up.
Sure.
And I think the Kansas City Chief copycat mode is going to be in full effect. And the two guys I think it's going to impact more than any others in this draft, Henry Ruggs and Jalen Reagor, the TCU receiver. I think both those guys are going to get a dramatic bump up because of the speed element. So I would watch for that. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if Reagor went round one because of the speed.
I think he could go in the later picks around one for sure.
Yeah, his ability to stop and start and regain speed. Now, he's a conscientious objector to blocking. You're not drafting Reagor because you think he's going to help you in the run game as a wide receiver blocking. That's not what he's about. All right, so you have T. Higgins going 15. Now we come to the Atlanta Falcons. When I look at the Falcons, I think they still need a pass rusher. They need a defensive tackle, cornerback. They could still probably use offensive tackle help, running back help. We had somebody earlier suggest DeAndre Swift here. Which makes some sense, but Chaseon could be in play here. You know, the one problem is that there aren't elite edge guys. There's Chase Young, and then there's a massive drop-off in this draft. I mean, there's some outside linebacker types. Depending on how you view Chaseon, that's probably how he fits. And he's a possibility here. I'm going to say the Falcons just look for the best player here who gives them some scheme versatility. And I'll go A.J. Epinesa here from Iowa.
Oh, I like that pick. He's a good player.
he's a man amongst boys and has been for 2 years. You know, he's just, he probably shouldn't have been playing in college the last 2 years. He's a guy who should have gone early to the pros.
That puts me with the Dallas Cowboys at pick 17. The Dallas Cowboys, they need safety help. I think they go Grant Delpit here from LSU.
Okay.
The Thorpe Award winner.
Yeah, I think there are two primary needs here for Dallas, and I think they're safety and interior defensive line. And since there is no interior defensive lineman left at a value here, although Dallas is known to do some unique things, I think what you're talking about here is one of the two safeties, either Delpit or McKinney. And I think there's a wide disparity of opinion amongst NFL people which of those two players they like better. Of late, McKinney seems to be the hot guy. And if I were to guess today, I would guess McKinney comes off before Delpit. But as I said, frequently there's this process whereby you start the process with one guy, you criticize him down and convince yourself that all these other guys will take his place, and ultimately it still winds up back at the first guy. And, you know, obviously the problem with Delpit has been his tackling. You know, he's missed 20% of the tackles he's been involved in. But it's not that he's not aggressive. In fact, he's probably too aggressive. But what you like about him is he's a 6'3 athlete with unbelievable movement skills, and you hope that he can improve his wrapping up and that type of thing. So Grant Delpit to Dallas at 17, which is a pick I like, because I would go my choice here at 17 would have been one of those two safeties. I'm fine with either one of them, Delpit or McKinney. So I think it's a really good pick. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers the rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. It's a special place. You know, for 90 years, they've been treating people the right way. Think that over. 90 years. You know, every week they have astonishing specials, amazing specials. And you just need to call them and find out what they are. But if you go read the reviews, you'll find out why people are coming from Ohio and they're coming from Florida and they're going there on Christmas Eve, and George Coleman Ford's staying open late for them so that they can buy a 2016 car and drive it home because they wanted it for Christmas. That was a 68-year-old man and his wife, and he said he's bought vehicles his whole life. He's never had any experience as good as George Coleman Ford. Find out for yourself what you've been missing. Everybody deserves to be treated like you're special. At George Coleman Ford, you are. Go find out. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, joined by John Height. This is live mock draft number one. We are at pick number 18. The Miami Dolphins are on the board again, and it's my selection when we return.
It's a new year, and it's time to invest in your health. Book an appointment today at Low Country Male and get your testosterone levels checked. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Our ED plans start at $5 per dose. We offer solutions for weight loss and the amazing P-Shot. Come see us today and help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville. 864-920-3066.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla says do not let go of 2019 so fast. Save over $7,000 on remaining 2019 Ford Edges. Take $11,000 off remaining 2019 F-150 XLT models. Remember, no dealer fees when you save over $5,500 on all remaining 2019 Escapes. It's simple. No pressure, no dealer fees. 57 years of doing business the right way. Come experience the difference at Edwards Auto Sales, Walhalla, South Carolina, or visit us at edwardsautosales.net.
Nothing says love like a clean home. Be a hero to your sweetheart and give them clean carpets and rugs from Zero Res for Valentine's Day, along with roses and chocolates. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $109, plus a free hallway. For a clean, fresh start, there's only one place to look: Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Change is strong, and you can experience it at Gold's Gym. For a limited time only, join the most supportive and dedicated community in fitness for just $1. Get access to the latest cardio and strength equipment, the best group exercise classes, and expert personal trainers dedicated to your success. A stronger you is waiting at Gold's Gym today. Visit goldsgym.com/dollar for a free pass. Offer ends February 29th. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Commitment required. Annual fee and other restrictions may apply.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is offering free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4747. That's promo code 4747 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
The Rolling Stones. No Filter 2020. The first Charlotte show in 15 years. The Stones. Bank of America Stadium. July 1st. Critics say you actually do get what you want. The Rolling Stones. No Filter. Sponsored by Alliance for Lifetime Income.
Oh, yeah.
A massive stadium production.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
Bank of America Stadium, July 1st. The Rolling Stones. Get tickets Friday at 10 a.m. at rollingstones.com. Produced by Concerts West and AEG Presents. Get tickets Friday.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
She confessed her love to me, then she vanished on the breeze. Trying to hold on to that was just impossible. She was more than beautiful, closer to ethereal, with a kind of down-to-earth flavor.
Walked up to the Red Rage. I'm looking at the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And NBA, you know, it's one of these things where you build your team with the 5 points, 4 points.
Oh, gosh.
This build your all-time.
Is that the NBA on TNT one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have Larry Bird at 3 points, and they have above him Isaiah Thomas, Julius Erving, Allen Iverson, guys like that are worth 4 points.
Kevin Durant's worth one.
Are you people insane? Do you have any idea what you're talking about? I mean, you know, an 8-year-old from Iowa could have put together a better list than this. They have Bill Russell worth 2 points. Okay, whatever. Jerry West is worth one. Jeez. I mean, good grief.
Give me a team of Bill Russell and Jerry West.
Yeah, right. I could take West, Russell, Chamberlain, and Bird for like next to nothing on this, and you have no chance to beat that team. None. Zero. I mean, are you kidding me? That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I scrolled past that so fast when I saw it earlier today.
Total incompetence on that little deal. All right, let's get back to this, Sean. The Miami Dolphins now, the pick at number 18. The Dolphins having already secured the
QB1. They got the quarterback of the future in the greatest draft pick in the history of time. What a smart man made that pick.
People asking me to go through this again quickly, so I will. Cincinnati was Joe Burrow. Washington. Chase Young, Detroit, Jeffrey Okuda, the New York Giants, Thomas, the left tackle from Georgia, Miami, Tua, the Chargers, Justin Herbert, the Carolina Panthers, Derek Brown, the Arizona Cardinals, Jedrick Wills. I think they would love Wills if he's there. Jacksonville, Isaiah Simmons, who could have gone anywhere as high as 3, certainly as high as 4. The Cleveland Browns, Becton, the mammoth left tackle from Louisville. The New York Jets, John Witt, CeeDee Lamb here. The Las Vegas Raiders then followed by taking the other wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy. The Colts, Javon Kinlaw. It'll be a great pick for them if he's still on the board at that point. Tampa Bay went tackle Tristan Wirfs. T. Higgins going to Denver at 14, which I still think is a little bit high, but we'll see how it plays out. And the Atlanta Falcons, A.J. Epinesa, and John Witt, Grant Delpit to Dallas at 17. And as I said, I think the Delpit pick's a really good pick, and there are two safeties, two notable safeties here at the top of the draft. I view them as very close. I think different schemes, different teams will prefer one above the other. The Miami Dolphins at 18 have the same need. And since the first safety has come off the board, there's only one left of that quality. So Miami right here at 18 goes safety Xavier McKinney out of Alabama. And I think they would be thrilled to land McKinney here.
So with them taking two Alabama players here with the elite pick of Tua at 5 and now Xavier McKinney here, does Nick Saban show up for the photo ops when they put the jerseys up and everything?
Maybe.
I wonder if he'll be invited.
Maybe.
So next will be 19 with the Las Vegas Raiders. And I'm going to go with a guy who there were a lot of things that LSU did in that national championship game. That was impressive. If you know what I'm wearing, I'm wearing a bunch of stuff with Tiger Paw on it right now, telling you that. So it was, they were phenomenal in that game. But the guy that stood out to me the most in that game, outside of probably Joe Burrow, was Patrick Queen, the linebacker.
Wow.
I thought he had a phenomenal game. I'm taking Patrick Queen here to the Raiders at 19.
How about that? You know, that's a really interesting pick. It's certainly a need area for the Raiders. I thought that leading up to that game, I had talked about how I thought Queen showed athleticism and coverage. I'm interested to see how he tests. I think that's going to tell a lot here. You know, there are two possible inside linebacker types here in round one. One is Patrick Queen. The other is Kenneth Murray out of Oklahoma. And John goes Patrick Queen here. It's an interesting pick and one that's perfectly legitimate, feasible. I like it, John. I like it. A little bit outside the box, but a quality pick. And you know, here's another thing. The Raiders, you may have just said this, but the Raiders value sort of a championship pedigree, mm-hmm. as they've proven with Clemson and probably with LSU.
However, I don't know if this pick happens. If, let's say, the board falls a little bit differently, I could see them trying to go get Isaiah Simmons with that first pick in the first round.
Yeah.
Maybe using that to trade up or do whatever. But I think if you can't get Simmons, I think Queen would be a great get for LSU.
Yep. Jacksonville is back on the board at number 20. Still in need of a quarterback. Still in need of a quarterback. Because this franchise has no young quarterback of hope. They have needs at corner, linebacker. Interior D-line. Safety. The safeties are gone. Cornerbacks are still in play here for Jacksonville. I will go I think Jordan Love could be in play here. I really do. I think they're so desperate for a young quarterback, and they have no talent at that position right now. And you just can't play without talent. Again, they have other needs. I'm going to go CJ Henderson, the Florida cornerback here. Now, CJ Henderson is not the next cornerback on my board. The next cornerback on my board is actually Christian Fulton. But I'm going to go Henderson here in part because they're in Florida. I'm sure they've seen Henderson. If you go off Henderson's film 2 years ago, he's the best corner in the draft. Last year, he actually gave up 4 or 5 big plays, but it was more like sloppiness. It wasn't because he wasn't in coverage. He's a tremendous athlete, and he sort of fits the Jacksonville profile for what they're looking for. So we'll go CJ Henderson here.
Next pick, 21st pick, the Philadelphia Eagles. You talked about when I made the T. Higgins selection at 15 that the Eagles would be running up with their card if Henry Ruggs is still on the board, and they are. Henry Ruggs to the Eagles right now.
Yeah, I think there's a real chance that not only do the Eagles land Henry Ruggs, but I think there's a real chance they do it sooner. I think there's a real chance they move up to go get Ruggs. I don't think they're going to wait at 21 for Ruggs to fall to them. I think they'll make a play on him. As we talked about, I think there's going to be some real competition for Ruggs. I think Denver and Philadelphia, watch those two teams compete for Ruggs, especially if Ruggs runs anything like I think he's going to, like 4.3 or better, then I think you're going to have a real market emerge for Ruggs. And what could be shocking, John, is in a draft where the top two receivers are good, Judy and Lamb, but they could be replaced as the top receiver on the board. Ruggs could create that type of movement if he runs as I expect him to. Which brings us to the Buffalo Bills at 22. The Bills need interior defensive line. They need another edge rusher. They need wide receiver help. They need a bigger bodied wide receiver. So here's what we're going to do with Buffalo. The next wide receiver comes off the board here. I'm going to take Laviska Shenault here to Buffalo. Bigger bodied wide receiver, athletic, physical, still a bit raw. Had he stayed healthy the last couple of years, he probably would have been the number one receiver in this draft. So we'll go Laviska Shenault here to Buffalo. He fits what they need. They need a bigger bodied receiver, which they just don't have. You can't have Brown as a number one receiver. He's a gnat. You know, he can take the top off, but he can't be a number one receiver. Shenault's a guy who can play through contact.
The next pick of the New England Patriots, and I'm trying to decide, am I operating under the premise that Tom Brady is the quarterback for this team or that he's not?
Let's say for the sake of argument that he is.
He is the quarterback. If Tom Brady comes back to this team, I really wanted Laviska Shenault there. Man, this one's tough. And I also, I can't really trust Bill Belichick because I never know what he's thinking.
Well, I mean, look, to be quite honest, he screwed up most of the last 5 or 6 drafts.
Right.
He's made terrible picks that have really hurt his team. His offensive picks have not worked out.
I think because of that, I'm going to go a little, I don't know if this is like a desperate need, but I think this is somebody that Bill Belichick sees that he could use in a variety of ways over several years. I'm going to go linebacker Kenneth Murray.
Okay.
I think Bill Belichick, the defensive mind that he is, sees somebody like him with Dante Hightower getting older, that he could use him as someone as a linebacker of the future.
I think you were on the right track with the wide receiver thought because they've got to placate Brady. Now, it's not just it's not just going to be rookies that placate Brady either. They're going to have to go out and get some veteran
talent. Oh, for sure.
Brady had his full of those two rookies last year who never ran the right routes.
That's part of the reason I struggle. And when you look at these wide receivers if you didn't take Shenault to Buffalo, that would have been my pick. Would have been Shenault to the Patriots.
I think there's another round one receiver if you want him.
Is it Rieger from TCU?
No, it's Brandon Ayuk of Arizona State.
Okay, so I don't even know too much about him right now.
I think there's some sort of chance Ayuk will be the first receiver off the board. I think he's like a mortal lock round one pick in my mind at this point.
Okay. I haven't watched much on him. I'll watch some film on him, try to figure it out, but
and he was with N'Keal Harry.
Right.
So, you know, he's...
But does Tom Brady get excited if he sees somebody else coming up in an Arizona State sweatshirt? No. I mean, does he say, I'm out of here?
Yeah, but, you know, look, it's your call. You go with whatever you want. Yeah, I'm just adding the fact there is another, because if you don't take Ayuk here, I'm probably giving him to New Orleans with the next pick.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, I don't know much about him and don't feel, you know, I need to watch some film on him first.
Okay, so what are you doing?
I am going to go with Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma. Okay.
John goes linebacker Kenneth Murray, and Ramona's waving her hands at me, and I get it. But I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go tell you about Urban Nirvana. You know, Urban Nirvana. Let's check the calendar, Ramona. Give me a date. What's the date?
The 12th.
Now this Valentine's Day deal. This thing comes up in 2 days from now, right?
Yes.
Right. Here's the deal. She can tell you she doesn't want anything all day long. She is not telling the truth. She is setting you up. It's a test. She is setting you up to fail. You know, this is how it works. You've got to be able to understand the language. All right. So when she tells you she doesn't want anything, that means you better get her something. When she tells you seven times she doesn't want anything, that means it better be over $75. Trust me, there is a guide to this whole system. The bottom line is this: you're about out of time, and you know full well. You know what happens at those those florist places this time of year? Those roses that generally cost like $2, they go up to like 12 each. So here's what I'm suggesting you do: Urban Nirvana. It's always the greatest answer. It's your recipient is going to love you because she's going to have so many choices. 12 different types of massage. We have couples swear by the, and then there's the salon. The salon employs the leading stylist in the Southeast. So your recipient is going to have so many options. And here's the best part for you. The prices don't get jacked up and you don't have to leave your home. This is the best part for the giver. You just go to urbannirvana.com. You print it out right off your computer. And you're done. Trust me, you will thank me later because she will thank you later. It's urbannirvana.com. Do it. Quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans. Opening day for Money Lee and your Clemson baseball team is Friday, February 14th at 4 p.m. as they start the season with a three-game series against Liberty. It's not too late to purchase your baseball season tickets and flex packs. You can do that by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CLEMSON. We look forward to seeing you all season long at Doug Kingsmore Stadium for Clemson baseball.
At Bojangles, you can get a plate of chicken supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99, or a bone-in dinner for $3.99. Either way, you can save dinner and your budget, because if you're going to take out two birds with one stone, they ought to be delicious. It's bow time.
It's a new year, and it's time to invest in your health. Book an appointment today at Low Country Male and get your testosterone levels checked. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Our ED plans start at $5 per dose. We offer solutions for weight loss and the amazing P-Shot. Come see us today and help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville. 864-920-3066.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
This is a message for all men. Look, my family doctor said my ED was incurable. There was nothing anyone could do but perform surgery. My wife was supportive. She told me it wasn't important and there were other things we could do. But deep down, I knew she was disappointed. I felt less of a man, less of a husband. I was embarrassed. I heard the ads for the Greenville Men's Clinic, and I thought to myself, how can the doctors at that clinic claim to resolve my erectile dysfunction in 15 minutes or less? So I called, made an appointment, my wife went with me, and let me say, my doctor was wrong. We have regained our intimacy. They can help. No matter your age or your condition, $99 for a doctor consultation and a test dose of the medication can help. Call now, 864-301-1111, 301-1111, 301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com. And be sure to ask about the incredible Pulse ED, known to increase stamina, sensitivity, and even size.
The Blue Heron Restaurant is now open at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, featuring an upscale seating area and bar seating to catch all the big games. With daily menu specials and happy hour to fit every craving, the Blue Heron in Pendleton offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com. We'll see you soon.
Edwards Auto Sales has plenty of one and two owner trade-ins. 57 years of doing business in the same town has allowed us to trade and resell local cars and trucks to all over the Golden Corners. Our pre-owned certified Fords offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile engine and powertrain warranty covered nationwide. Come drive one of our pre-owned car, truck, or SUVs and experience no pressure, no dealer fees, and the right way to do business. Edwards Auto Sales, Walhalla, South Carolina, or edwardsautosales.net.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar Newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I'm joined by John Height. This is our first live mock draft. It's sort of just a dry run through it, time one of the process. It's always fun to sort of talk some of these situations out, see how they fit. It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle in which the pieces come together, and obviously one domino falls differently. Everything subsequent to that can change. Major League Baseball news release. The Major League Baseball has adopted for the 2020 season the new three-batter minimum rule. So pitchers are now going to have to face three batters at least, unless their arm falls off. And that'll be a judgment call by the umpires. I mean, you could still see managers trying to get around this, you know, fall on the ground.
Oh, gosh, are we going to have this we get on defense with a no-tempo team?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
That type of thing.
Oh, he's cramping. We got to take him out.
Exactly right. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out of it. Oh my God. Ramona, how long have I swear this is just hysterical. You tell me, how long have I been suggesting this? I've been suggesting this continuously. You people who go to the events, everything else. This just popped up from Pro Football Talk. I am not making this up. As God's my witness. Jameis Winston undergoes LASIK surgery to repair vision.
Oh, no.
How long have I been saying that? I've been saying this forever, that someone needs to get Dew's eyes checked because I see these interceptions on film that there's no explanation for. None. Jameis Winston undergoes LASIK surgery to repair vision, as God is my witness. And I've been saying this just over and over. I keep asking. I said, people are going to think I'm joking, but has anybody checked his eyes? Because he throws some interceptions that are just inexplicable. I mean, this is just hysterical to me. Because if this, you know, let me tell you something. If this is actually dude's problem, it's all on you. because you should have known this a long time ago. Don't you people have medical personnel? I mean, dude's been squinting for years.
Since before Florida State.
Right. Jameis Winston undergoes LASIK surgery. All right, we got to get back to this, and we're not going to finish it. Number 24, the New Orleans Saints. All right, here's what I'm going to do with New Orleans. New Orleans loves receivers, and I still have Ayuk on the board here, so I'm going Ayuk to New Orleans at 24. And by the way, I don't think he gets past this point in the draft. He could go higher. He's a guy to watch. So I'm going to go Ayuk to New Orleans at 24. People are asking me to refresh and tell. I'll do that a little bit later once John leaves. I want to wrap this up. We have to finish this by 5 o'clock. At 25, John, then you were on the board with the Minnesota Vikings.
Now, I think with Trey Waynes and Mackenzie Alexander's due to hit the market, they're saying Xavier Rhodes could be could be cut for a cap casualty. So I think corner here.
Yeah.
I'm either Damon Arnett or I lost him on my sheet. Christian Fulton. Yeah, I'm going to go with Arnett.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Fulton.
Fulton did show a lot in that national championship game that I like. All right, I'll let you convince me into one pick today.
Yeah.
We'll go Fulton to the Vikings.
I would go with Fulton because I don't think Arnett's going around two. So go with Fulton. In all likelihood, he's going to be the second cornerback off the board. The Vikings absolutely need help. I think your thought process is spot on.
Well, it's all downhill after my Tua pick at five. No, so
again, cornerback, either one of those guys, that's fine. The Miami Dolphins back on the board. Okay, I think Miami came into this with a number of need areas, including quarterback, who we already put Tua with them, safety, and we've already put Xavier McKinney with them, and offensive tackle. And that's the one we haven't solved. So we're going to solve that one right now. The Miami Dolphins, with the 26th pick of the first round, take offensive tackle Josh Jones out of Houston. And Jones really showed out at the Senior Bowl. He's very athletic. He's built to play left tackle. I think this will be a really good pick for Miami. If Miami comes out of it with a quarterback, we'll see about which quarterback. But quarterback, they get McKinney, they get Josh Jones. I think they would be really happy with round one.
It takes us to 27 with the Seahawks. And my biggest question about the Seahawks right now, are they going to re-sign Jadeveon Clowney, or is he going to hit the market? And it's very difficult to tell right now.
And you can't really count on him anyway. I don't know.
And I'm going on a guy that I think it's more about upside with him. He's got the measurables right here. I'm going to go with Gross Matos from Penn State.
Okay. John Gonitor Gross Matos of Penn State here at number 27 to Seattle. You know, Seattle's a team that almost always does something strange as well. You know, they've made some picks that are almost like totally off the reservation, you know, just insane type of picks. And so they're capable of doing anything. But Gross Matos is a round one talent, and that should work. The Ravens are up next at pick number 28. And I think they need to refresh their defense. I think they need linebacker help. Murray might have been a good pick here. You know, they've never replaced the inside linebacker situation. I think, but he's gone. I think edge would be a good pick here. Not a lot of options in that regard. Chase on wide receiver, although again, many of the wide receivers have already come off the board in this draft. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sort of my 6 top receivers off the board here. My next guys would be Jalen Reagor and Justin Jefferson in any order. I think that's a possibility here. This team loves Alabama players. Terrell Lewis is a possibility here. he might answer some of their questions. I'm sort of mixed on Lewis when I watch him. I'm going to go Chase on here to Baltimore at number 28. So Kalavon Chason, Edge, goes to Baltimore at 28.
With the Titans at 29, they still have to kind of shore up the contracts of Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. And I think if you get both those guys back or not, regardless, I think this pick, I think they tried to do it with the running back from the, you'll have to help remind me of his name, from the Patriots they brought over to be kind of the scat back to Derrick Henry.
Uh-huh.
And hadn't really worked out. I think they're going to go for a 1-2 punch in that backfield. Give me DeAndre Swift here.
Wow. Okay. DeAndre Swift to Tennessee.
And if they're not unable to re-sign Derrick Henry, if he can get more money elsewhere, well, then now you've got a starting back in DeAndre Swift.
Okay. Which brings me to the Green Bay Packers. So Swift goes to Tennessee and probably a round one back. The Green Bay Packers on the board next. And when I think about the Packers, they need wide receiver help. They need tight end help. They need offensive tackle help. In terms of the offensive tackles, the top offensive tackles to me are off the board. My next guys are guys like Austin Jackson of USC, Isaiah Wilson, Georgia. I'm not positive in my mind right now that Jackson's a round one player. He's been through some hardships in his life with his sister, and he's had to donate bone marrow, and it's made his progress, I think, a little slower, and he basically lost time, and I think he's still a little raw. It's conceivable from an athletic standpoint that's the pick here. Wide receivers, as I said, you know, you're sort of limited here, and already we've seen a high number of wide receivers go in round one. We have 6 wide receivers have come off the board. Now, it's a deep wide receiver draft. It's going to be interesting to see whether that many come off the board. I'm going to go Cole Kmet here, the tight end out of Notre Dame. I'm not convinced he's going to be the top tight end off the board, by the way, but he's going to be in play to be the top tight end off the board. And I think they need more answers in that passing game. So I'll go Cole Kmet here for the sake of this little exercise today.
Okay. My final pick of the evening, the 31st pick for the San Francisco 49ers. I think when you look at that Super Bowl, the secondary needs addressing. Jimmy Ward is a free agent, and Richard Sherman, and the majority of their DBs contracts expire after next year. So I think they need to go corner here. And the guy that I almost took with Minnesota before I was convinced otherwise, I'm going to go with Damon Arnett here, the corner from Ohio State of the 49ers.
All right. The Chiefs have similar needs. The Chiefs need help at cornerback. My next corner in terms of my board is actually Trayvon Diggs, who's a big physical corner. My problem with it is I need to see him run. I need to know what he's going to run. Is he going to run 4.5 or is he going to run 4.6? If he runs 4.5, he's going to round one. If he runs, 4.55 or above, he's probably not going to round one. I think he would be in play for Kansas City here. When I think about the Chiefs at this spot, obviously having just won the Super Bowl, they need running back help. I think they need linebacker help, interior offensive line. Cornerback would probably be my first need here. I'm just not sure there's a round one answer at cornerback. This is certainly a spot that Kansas City could wind up trading out of to a team that's desirous of jumping back in here for Jordan Love, who I still think is probably going to go in round one, but in this exercise today did not. I'm going to go. This is a tough pick. I'm down to two guys. I'm either going to go Solomon Kinley, the offensive guard for Georgia here, who is a road grader and a mauler, and I think would answer some questions, or Jonathan Taylor, the running back for Wisconsin, who I think would really be a complimentary piece in that backfield. And the guy has proven he can carry it 300 times. Not that that's what he's going to do in Kansas City. But they've never really replaced that Hunt factor. Obviously, Williams played very well in the Super Bowl. I'll go Solomon Kinley. Solomon Kinley here, offensive guard from Georgia to Kansas City with the final pick of the first round. That's it then. That wraps up the initial run through this year. Let me thank John Height. You want to get in with questions, you're welcome to. After we have Dr. David Chow on, who'll be on with us momentarily. Before we get a break, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Great job, John. Thank you, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, First Class Halt, it's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They're the best in the industry. They offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. You tell me who does that. So if you move to California, they're still going to stand behind their services. They believe in honest estimates. One of their service advisors will go line by line with all the any work they suggest and let you know the urgency behind any such repairs. How about this? Tell me where you get this with an oil change. One, we test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires. The service not only included in your oil change, it's performed by one of our master techs, not the Sears tire guy. Three, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. Others just glance at brakes. We actually remove the tires. We measure your brakes. This the difference. That's three. Four, we provide a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. You tell me where you get that with an oil change. The answer is nowhere. Go to First Class Halt if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota in Anderson and in Greenville. Two locations to serve you. Tell them I sent you. We'll be right back with Dr. David Chow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
It's a new year and it's time to invest in your health. Book an appointment today at Low Country Mail and get your testosterone levels checked. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Our ED plans start at $5 per dose. We offer solutions for weight loss and the amazing P-Shot. Come see us today and help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville. 864-920-3066.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bedliner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like